Thank you for calling K-John's. This call is being recorded.
Good morning, K-John's. This is Christine. How may I help you?
Hey, Christine. It's Nick with RDI Diamonds in New York. How are you?
Hi. Doing well. How about yourself?
I am awesome. What's going on with you guys over there in California? You're in Northern California, right?
We are central, so right in between San Francisco and L.A.
Not where the heat wave was at.
Well, we did get affected by it, too. It's been like 90-ish here in the 90s, which is unusual for March.
Yeah, that's you don't want that in March.
No. I hope it's not an indicator of summer, but.
Yeah, for sure. How's that affected business, or has it just been?
Oh, it doesn't. People are used to it. They don't care.
They're like, it's going to be hot.
We give them water.
We give them water.
And air conditioning.
I remember that when I was a kid in the summertime, just being like, once you got into the store, you know what I mean? Like, you go to the mall, and it was just we're just going to be here now.
So nice.
This is where we want to be, yeah.
Yes, and you guys have humidity.
We do have humidity. So I'm in upstate New York, not New York City. But I'm by the Great Lakes. So Lake Ontario is like a stone's throw for me. And
nice.
Yeah, so we get lots of humidity also, and a lot of lake effect snow happens here. So because Lake Erie is to the west of us and then Lake Ontario is just north. So
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, no, it's a really nice. It's really, I love it here. But
really pretty. Do you? Okay.
But
that's good.
I love it here when it's like spring through fall. The winter lasts for like a long time. And
does it?
Yeah, like it's been gross out for a while. And it was sunny. It was sunny like yesterday for a little bit, and I was like, man, I feel like so great. It feels good to be alive.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, right now, it's, like, overcast and gray. And I was just like,
I could use some of that overcast.
Yeah. Why? There's just too much sun there.
It's just too nice here.
It's too nice. It's like, I want to be in a bad mood sometimes. Blame it on
something. It's really hard. It's really awful when you're, like, bummed and it's, like, beautiful out.
I couldn't imagine. It's not beautiful out too often, but it's good. But what have you guys been working on over there? Have you guys been doing like bridal calls recently? Obviously, I'm a diamond guy, so I got a million diamonds. I'd love to get.
Right. We do. A ton of if anything, lab grown.
That's still
That's always going strong.
That's still been the predominant choice for
customers. Yes.
And I have those, but like my wheelhouse is natural diamonds, half carat to 20 carat. Loose rounds and fancies. What's the most popular fancy shape then for you guys?
Gosh, it's funny. It goes in like spurts. Like I'll have right now, I have three customers looking at emerald, and they want like 2.5 to 3 carat. And then I'll do like a bunch of radiance and then a bunch of ovals. So those are the three. And then people are really getting back into the marquee. And then also the movals.
Yep.
So that's a trending shape also here.
Mobile, what ratio are you saying? Like 1.5? 1.6 to 1?
Yes. Let's see. What did I have in? And of course they're all lab. I got something in, and of course they're huge, and I don't think customers, because they want something large. I'm like, whoa, that like a marquee just shows so big. It's crazy. And then they want like a 3-carat.
Yeah.
It almost looks funny. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be giant.
Yes. Let me see what I got. They changed up.
I have one 3-carat. It's actually a 363, I think it is. And it's and somebody told me they wanted to get 3 carats, and they wanted it to be like a longer, skinnier one. And
Oh yes.
And because we've been getting hit heavy with those too, I most of mine were out showing. So, you know, or the ones that, you know, I had here, they were just a normal 2-to-1 ratio. So I said, how about this 363, and but it was a longer ratio, 2.5-to-1, and it was almost 20 millimeters, and
that's ridiculous.
It's like an inch.
Oh my gosh.
It's like an inch. And
are you sure you don't want to make a bracelet or a pendant or a crown?
Yeah. So that wasn't really what they were looking for on that one, but we ended up getting them something that was more in the 2.25, 2.5-to-1 ratio, and then they still were trying to be around 3 carats. It's big, and I'm like, wow, that's a lot.
I know.
But I mean,
I know
they're beautiful. Don't get me wrong, and I love it.
No, I know.
But they also haven't really cut a lot of these in 20 years, and now this sudden surge in popularity is and for the lab stones, what I keep thinking is with the mobile is most of the ovals are cut at the 1.4-to-1 ratio. So it's what is the availability been in the mobiles, 1.5, 6?
Right, so we had, we got, one was, really skinny, and then some, they want something that's also wider, so ratio-wise, they're going to want something, it depends on the person, but, and the same for the marquee, most of them want something a little bit wider, or, and it's just hard. Sometimes, they see it in a ring, like a CZ, or they see something, and then the ratio is, it's not like a calibrated stone, or it's just a perfect, the measurements are not, don't add up.
Yeah.
So it's hard to find the same measurements, but,
I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And and also, how do you go ahead and find a tangible option from a picture on Pinterest? You know what I mean?
It's right.
You're just this kind of looks like this. We're gonna try to find here. They're not coming in telling you how many millimeters, and the ratio. They're saying, oh, I kind of want this vague idea, and this vague concept, and yeah, I get it. I'm with you.
And then we'll get a few stones in, and then just, loose stones and put them on their hand to show them, or next to each other to show them the ratio and what it would look like on their hand. And, they're like, it doesn't look that big. And I was like, I remember, it was 1 carat was the ideal, you made it if you got a carat.
Oh, yeah, that was a fact, right?
But,
The game has changed. By the way,
yes, it has.
I'm working at 3 stones. 3 stones have been busy again in natural. I literally just put together a package of 1 carats, a few different, color clarity options. And then and then 15 pointers for the side stones. Boom. Because the average engagement ring, even though everything has changed up and around in the industry, the average engagement ring is still around $6,000. And with labs being so low cost now, it's a lot of jewelers are leaving money on the table. But now, don't realize that natural diamonds under 2 carats have come down a lot. Like 40% over the last 2 years. So
that's crazy.
So, like, I just put together that package I just put together that will, to the jeweler, I think the cost is, I think it was $2,500 for the center stone. And then I didn't even look at the price for the side stones. Let me look at that real fast. The side stones were, where is it? 30 points at like a thousand. Yeah, so that would be like $300. Like, you know, that person's going to be able to walk out the door for $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
With the jeweler's going to make money.
Yes.
So, and it's moving back in that direction, too. It's not, you know, it's not the overwhelming majority, but, you know, it's more often than it was for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's crazy.
Well, you know how fashion goes, you know, it's like everything goes in that direction, and now everyone has that, so now, you know, now we want to be different than that. Now we want to be different.
The pendulum always swings back.
Exactly. The pendulum always swings back. I'm writing that down. I'm using that because I like it. The pendulum always swings back. People are going to be like, wow, this guy knows his stuff.
Yes.
And he knows about pendulums and gravity.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's
But I don't think we are needing anything at the moment.
No, you're fine.
But I will, again, I always check around, and we always, you know, if we're getting something, we usually check with the others to see if they need anything just so we could do it in the one shipment, you know.
Yeah.
So I will put my feelers out again and see what everybody is. Yeah.
I enjoy talking to you so much, Christine. You're hilarious.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You as well.
So,
thank you, Nick.
You're the one I spoke to. I think we were talking about the Californians last time.
Yes, we were. And then you're like on the, what was it? The, on the ridge, or the 104.
Oh, the 104. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at. I'm on 104. You know, take the 104, you know, and get out of here. Yeah. Devin, or whatever you said. Devin, what are you doing here? I'm not going to lie to you. I watched a bunch of those on YouTube after I talked to you because I was it was in my head. I was like, man, I got to check this out. It's real. You know,
yes.
It was really funny. And
it is. So every time you watch it, you're just like, oh, it's Christine.
Yep, I think it's Christine. Christine, I was like, I wonder if she cracked up as much as me. So do you know, like, that, because I, like, saw some, like, you know, where they were talking about it. And the skit cracked them up. Like, you could see it on their faces. Like, they couldn't make it through it. And,
No, which is the best, I think.
And I don't know the actor's name that that the main one for that skit, but he was
Fred Armistead. Yeah.
Fred Armistead. He was supposed to say something slightly different, you know, like, what are you doing here? But it came out as, what are you doing here? And then it became like this, you know, this ongoing gag.
Yeah.
And you just saw the other guy's name. He was in the movie Hot Rod, the other guy.
Yeah, Bill Hader.
Bill Hader, yes, Bill Hader.
Yes,
Hader, you could see, like, the veins in his forehead. He's dying so much. He just can't even
do it.
And then,
God, he's so funny.
And then what's the woman's name, Kristen something?
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig. I love her.
Yes,
I love her.
She's hilarious.
She can't even deal. Her and Bill Hader are, like, such a great duo.
I know. Even just thinking about them makes me laugh.
Oh, the other skit that I really liked is where they are. I think it was like a weekly or weekend update or whatever. And where Bill Hader, like, spit the water in her face or like dump the water in her face or something, and she just and then like acting shocked. Kristen Wiig is she's one of my
hilarious.
Favorites. Yeah, she's
so like, you. Okay, so now you have to YouTube Stefan, S-T-E-F-A-N,
yeah.
And that's Bill Hader, and he is Stefan.
Okay.
And it is, like, you're just going to go down the rabbit hole, and I can't get enough of that character either.
What is it? What is that from? Is that an SNL thing?
SNL, yes.
What's so funny is I don't ever watch Saturday Night Live.
I don't either anymore, but I YouTube, like, little things where it comes up, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I'll just see the reels or whatever, and then and then I will go down a rabbit hole with them.
Yeah.
I wrote it down
as one does.
Yeah, as one tends to do. All right, cool. Stefan, Bill Hader. I wrote it down. I'll be checking it out.
Okay.
We'll talk about it next time.
That sounds great. To be
Thanks,
continued.
Christy. All right, to be continued.
You're welcome.
Right,
okay. Have a good one, Nick.
You
too.
Bye bye.